31 Bible Quotes of Comfort, First Collection. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and my load is not hard to carry. For I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be frightened, for I am your God. I strengthen you. Yes, I help you. Yes, I uphold you with my saving right hand. Now this is what the Lord says, the one who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel. Don't be afraid, for I will protect you. I call you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I am with you. When you pass through the streams, they will not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not harm you. Your eyes saw me when I was inside the womb. All the days ordained for me were recorded in your scroll before one of them came into existence. You squeeze me in from behind and in front. You place your hand on me. Your knowledge is beyond my comprehension. It is so far beyond me, I am unable to fathom it. He is the one who forgives your sins, who heals your diseases, who delivers your life from the pit, who crowns you with his loyal love and compassion, who satisfies your life with good things, so your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord says, because he is devoted to me, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he is loyal to me. When he calls out to me, I will answer him. I will be with him when he is in trouble. I will rescue him and bring him honor. I will satisfy him with long life and will let him see my salvation. For the needy are not permanently ignored. The hopes of the oppressed are not forever dashed. Because of the violence done to the oppressed, because of the painful cries of the needy, I will spring into action, says the Lord. I will provide the safety they so desperately desire. I know that the Lord defends the cause of the oppressed and vindicates the poor. Certainly the godly will give thanks to your name. The morally upright will live in your presence. Even when I must walk through the darkest valley, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff reassure me. You prepare a feast before me, in plain sight of my enemies. You refresh my head with oil. My cup is completely full. Surely your goodness and faithfulness will pursue me all my days, and I will live in the Lord's house for the rest of my life. For I consider that our present sufferings cannot even be compared to the glory that will be revealed to us. For I am sure of this very thing, that the one who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Throw your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the godly to be upended. I am the one who blots out your rebellious deeds for my sake. Your sins I do not remember. For this is what the Lord says. Look, I am ready to extend to her prosperity that will flow like a river. The riches of nations will flow into her like a stream that floods its banks. You will nurse from her breast and be carried to her side. You will play on her knees. As a mother consoles a child, so I will console you, and you will be consoled over Jerusalem. Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. Even all the hairs on your head are numbered. So do not be afraid. You are more valuable than many sparrows. The one who conquers will be dressed like them in white clothing, and I will never erase his name from the book of life, but will declare his name before my Father and before his angels. For this is what the Master, the Lord, the Holy One of Israel says. If you repented and patiently waited for me, you would be delivered. If you calmly trusted in me, you would find strength. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. From the stream along the roads he drinks, then he lifts up his head. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even though we were dead in transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, to demonstrate in the coming ages the surpassing wealth of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. In a far-off land, the Lord will manifest himself to them. He will say to them, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That is why I have continued to be faithful to you. I will rebuild you, my dear children Israel, so that you will once again be built up. Once again will you take up the tambourine and join in the happy throng of dancers. Once again you will plant vineyards on the hills of Samaria. Those who plant them will once again enjoy their fruit. Don't be afraid, for you will not be put to shame. Don't be intimidated, for you will not be humiliated. You will forget about the shame you experienced in your youth. You will no longer remember the disgrace of your abandonment. For your husband is the one who made you, the Lord, who commands armies in his name. He is your protector, the Holy One of Israel. He is called God of the entire earth. As far as I'm concerned, this is like in Noah's time, when I vowed that the waters of Noah's flood would never again cover the earth. In the same way, I have vowed that I will not be angry at you or shout at you, even if the mountains are removed and the hills displaced. My devotion will not be removed from you, nor will my covenant of friendship be displaced, says the Lord, the one who has compassion on you. Whoever walks in deep darkness without light should trust in the name of the Lord and rely on his God. Why are you depressed, O my soul? Why are you upset? Wait for God, for I will again give thanks and give it to my God for his saving intervention. He was despised and rejected by people, one who experienced pain and was acquainted with illness. People hid their faces from him. He was despised, and we considered him insignificant. But he lifted up our illnesses. He carried our pain, even though we thought he was being punished, attacked by God, and afflicted for something he had done. He was wounded because of our rebellious deeds, crushed because of our sins. He endured punishment that made us well. Because of his wounds, we have been healed. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age. The Lord will fight for you, and you can be still. Thirty-one Bible Quotes About Comfort, Second Edition. Indeed, the Lord will call you back, like a wife who has been abandoned and suffers from depression, like a young wife when she has been rejected, says your God. The Lord deserves praise. Day after day, he carries our burden, the God who delivers us. As for me, I will call out to God, and the Lord will deliver me. During the evening, morning, and noontime, I will lament and moan, and he will hear me. He will rescue me and protect me from those who attack me, even though they greatly outnumber me. Let the desert and dry region be happy. Let the wilderness rejoice and bloom like a lily. Let it richly bloom. Let it rejoice and shout with delight. It is given the grandeur of Lebanon, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the grandeur of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that have gone limp. Steady the knees that shake. Tell those who panic, be strong, do not fear. Look, your God comes to avenge. With divine retribution, he comes to deliver you. Then blind eyes will open, deaf ears will hear. Then the lame will leap like a deer. The mute tongue will shout for joy. For waters will flow in the desert, streams in the wilderness. The dry soil will become a pool of water, the parched ground springs of water, where jackals once lived and sprawled out, grass, reeds, and papyrus will grow. A thoroughfare will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean will not travel on it. It is reserved for those authorized to use it. Fools may not stray into it. No lions will be there. No ferocious wild animals will be on it. They will not be found there. Those delivered from bondage will travel on it. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return that way. They will enter Zion with a happy shout. Unending joy will crown them. Happiness and joy will overwhelm them. Grief and suffering will disappear. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had ceased to exist, and the sea existed no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, the residence of God is among human beings. He will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will not exist anymore, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have ceased to exist. O afflicted one, driven away and unconsoled, look, I am about to set your stones in antimony, and I lay your foundation with lapis lazuli. I will make your pinnacles out of gems, your gates out of beryl, and your outer wall as of beautiful stones. All your children will be followers of the Lord, and your children will enjoy great prosperity. You will be reestablished when I vindicate you. You will not experience oppression. Indeed, you will not be afraid. You will not be terrified, for nothing frightening will come near you. If anyone dares to challenge you, it will not be my doing. Whoever tries to challenge you will be defeated. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our troubles, so that we may be able to comfort those experiencing any trouble with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ overflow toward us, so also our comfort through Christ overflows to you. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort that you experience in your patient endurance of the same sufferings that we also suffer. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that you share in our sufferings, so also you will share in our comfort. Those who shed tears as they plant will shout for joy when they reap the harvest. The one who weeps as he walks along carrying his bag of seed will certainly come in with a shout of joy, carrying his sheaves of grain. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, as thy days so shall thy strength be. The Lord's angel camps around the Lord's loyal followers and delivers them. The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He delivers those who are discouraged. The godly face many dangers, but the Lord saves them from each one of them. If you, O Lord, were to keep track of our sins, O Lord, who could stand before you? But you are willing to forgive, so that you might be honored. You are my hiding place. You protect me from distress. You surround me with shouts of joy from those celebrating deliverance. Wicked men will be wiped out, but those who rely on the Lord are the ones who will possess the land. Come, let's consider your options, says the Lord. Though your sins have stained you like the color red, you can become white like snow. Though they are easy to see the color scarlet, you can become white like wool. The Lord roars from Zion. From Jerusalem his voice bellows out. The heavens and the earth shake. But the Lord is a refuge for his people. He is a stronghold for the citizens of Israel. I will make up for the years that the locust consumed your crops, my great army that I sent against you. Yet even now, the Lord says, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning, Tear your hearts, not just your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, slow to anger, and boundless in loyal love, often relenting from the calamitous punishment. Who knows? Perhaps he will be compassionate and grant a reprieve and leave a blessing in his wake, a meal offering and a drink offering for you to offer to the Lord your God. You will have plenty to eat, and your hunger will be fully satisfied. You will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has acted wondrously in your behalf. My people will never again be put to shame. As for you, the one who lives in the shelter of the Sovereign One and resides in the protective shadow of the Mighty King, I say this about the Lord, my shelter and my stronghold, my God in whom I trust. He will certainly rescue you from the snare of the hunter and from the destructive plague. He will shelter you with his wings. You will find safety under his wings. His faithfulness is like a shield or a protective wall. You need not fear the terrors of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that comes in the darkness, or the disease that comes at noon. Though 1,000 may fall beside you, and a multitude on your right side, it will not reach you. Certainly you will see it with your own eyes. You will see the wicked paid back. No harm will overtake you. No illness will come near your home, for he will order his angels to protect you in all you do. They will lift you up in their hands, so you will not slip and fall on a stone. You will subdue a lion and a snake. You will trample underfoot a young lion and a serpent. The godly grow like a palm tree. They grow high like a cedar in Lebanon, planted in the Lord's house. They grow in the courts of our God. They bear fruit even when they are old. They are filled with vitality and leave many leaves. So they proclaim that the Lord, my protector, is just and never unfair. Lord, you have heard the request of the oppressed. You make them feel secure because you listen to their prayer. You defend the fatherless and the oppressed, so that mere mortals may no longer terrorize them. Lord, how numerous are my enemies! Many attack me. Many say about me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield that protects me. You are my glory and the one who restores me. To the Lord I cried out, and he answered me from his holy hill. I rested and slept. I awoke, for the Lord protects me. I am not afraid of the multitude of people who attacked me from all directions. I will lie down and sleep peacefully, for you, Lord, make me safe and secure. You make me happier than those who have abundant grain and wine. But when Jesus heard this, he told him, "Do not be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed."